Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2024. You know, I think Jesus might have been an early adherent of the 5-second rule. That rule dictates that any food dropped on the floor is still edible if snatched up before 5 seconds elapse. Scripture proves he wasn't afraid to create eternal lessons out of a little dirt and spit. Those were the raw materials he used to restore someone's vision, according to John's Gospel from John chapter 9. Could that be where the gambler's drinking toast, "Here's mud in your eye," came from? Well, we're happy to plant that story here to show legend doesn't always need fact to tell a truth. With that in mind, it's a good bet that Jesus might even have enjoyed getting a little dirty to teach us a lesson. His Father used the dust of the world to create us, after all. And as Moses implies in Sunday's first reading from Deuteronomy chapter 4, our Creator mixed his very essence into that dust to instill in us the wisdom of love. The nation of Israel was to be the model for living off the divine law that sprouted after its citizens claimed title to that land. Moses adds that other nations witnessing the harvest and consumption of that crop will testify, "This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people." Clearly, God revels in his dusty people, for as Moses continued, "What great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him?" God's spit and our dust yield the medium by which wisdom becomes inspiration. As James admonishes us in Sunday's second reading, "Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world." That's from James chapter 1. Any family blessed to have members who've reached old age or to have children with special needs requiring extra love know a level of intimacy that can only be experienced by changing soiled diapers, the baby and adult varieties, or wiping both ends of those loved ones as needed. That's an intimacy that the Pharisees of Christ's time might have required others to manage for them for fear of defiling themselves. They couldn't even stand seeing Jesus and his disciples display variants of the 5-second rule while eating, as we might surmise from Mark's Gospel this Sunday, from Mark chapter 7. They observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands. Jesus chastised these dust-based units by suggesting they cleanse themselves of the man-made filth caking up within them. "You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition. Hear me, all of you, and understand, nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. And that defilement can happen in less than 5 seconds." For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.